question in the laws of mikveh for the ladies. Actually, halakha that we discussed Friday night, in the event that a lady has to go to the mikveh on Friday night, is it proper or better for her to go before dinner to the mikveh or after dinner? Halakha says clearly, for several reasons that we'll enumerate now, that it is definitely proper for the lady to go to the mikveh before dinner, for the following reasons. Number one, halakha says that the preparations that the lady makes before the mikveh include brushing the hair and combing the hair and cleaning the hair. They call that hafifa. Hafifa, according to the halakha, must be done as close as possible to the actual dipping, the actual immersion into the mikveh. So therefore, of course, in this case of going on Friday night, hafifa is done on Erev Shabbat. However, it should be as close to the dipping as possible. Therefore, before dinner would be closer than after dinner. The second reason is because, according to the halakha for Sephardim, it is forbidden for a lady to immerse herself on Friday night in a mikveh that is hot. This is based on a gezerah that the Hachamim made, that is forbidden to bathe in hot water even if it was heated before Shabbat. And therefore, halakha says either the lady should immerse in a mikveh that is poshrim, that is room temperature, lukewarm even, or they should dip on Friday night ben ha-shemashot. Ben ha-shemashot means twilight, which means within the first 13 and a half minutes after sunset. That would be the opportune time. If they're dipping in a hot mikveh, then it's okay. So therefore, again, if they're going to dip after dinner, there's no way they're going to be able to immerse within the 13 and a half minutes. So there's another reason why they should go before dinner. The third reason is because halakha is concerned about hatzitza, about interference on the body, specifically in the teeth. Therefore, if the lady eats dinner, we're concerned that there might be some pieces of meat or food that are stuck between her teeth, and that can cause a hatzitza. So that's the third reason why we tell the ladies to go before dinner. However, in the event, because of whatever circumstances they might be, she can only go after dinner, then halakha would say it's permissible so long as she brushes her teeth thoroughly after the dinner or uses the floss, and then it would be permissible for her to go to the mikveh even after dinner. However, we tell our ladies to try to go before the dinner on Friday night. This would also apply in the event where the ladies' mikveh night is also on Yom Tov. The same laws would apply, as she should go before rather than after.